Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is going to be part three of our deep dive into the Durham investigation. I'm going to ask you all to make sure that you share our podcast with your family and friends. We are spending day after day doing a deep dive into the Durham report and this investigation, these indictments, because the media is not covering this on purpose because the information coming out is so damning. Now, coming up in a moment, we are going to actually talk with U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. She is one of 44 Republican senators that are demanding the Durham report actually be made public. Why? Because we need to know what's actually happening. Now, this group of 44 Republican senators has still not heard back after demanding that the report by the special counsel be made public once it is complete. This coming days after news surfaced that it will likely be finished in the coming months. Lawmakers, led by Senator Marsha Blackburn and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, have penned a letter to the Attorney General Merrick Garland with no response, requesting an update on the status of the Durham review. Now, why is he not responding? Because he doesn't want you to see what's in the Durham report. This Durham review, dubbed the Crossfire Hurricane Investigation, and for the final report to be made public, they say, is vitally important for transparency and for the American people to see just how corrupt our government is. Quote, we ask that you provide an update on the status of the special counsel in Durham's inquiry and that the investigation's report may be made available to the public upon completion, the lawmakers wrote in their letter. Now, you got 44 senators writing this letter. You'd think that Durham would respond. He still hasn't. Durham, by the way, who previously served as U.S. attorney for the District of Connecticut before becoming special counsel last year, has been reviewing the FBI's investigation into Russia's influence in the 2016 elections since 2019, when he was tasked by the Trump administration to evaluate the Bureau's probe. Durham's doing his job. We should see what all he's done. Now, Durham resigned as the U.S. attorney after Biden took office, which is routine for political appointed federal prosecutors, but he was kept on as special counsel so he could continue his probe. Now, the investigation made huge headlines, right, after the Wall Street Journal reported that not only is Durham presenting the grand jury, but they're indicting people. So why is it that the man who's in charge, Garland, is not responding to all these senators? It's part of the bigger question. Last night on Tucker Carlson, there was a very interesting conversation with Harmeet Dhillon. She appeared on Tucker Carlson to discuss this Durham investigation and certain aspects of what we're seeing now. I want you to take a listen.
Well, it's been more than 2 years since U.S. Attorney John Durham was assigned to investigate the origins of the Russia collusion hoax. His investigation has already gone on longer than the Mueller investigation. And for months, it seemed like there was nothing to show for it. Then Durham charged a Clinton campaign attorney called Michael Sussman for lying to the FBI in 2016 about the Trump campaign's ties to Russia. Sussman was indicted by a federal grand jury. What does this mean exactly? It's more interesting than it sounds. Harmeet Dhillon has the details. She's a famous civil rights attorney and a good person. She joins us now to discuss what this is. Harmeet, thanks so much for coming on. So what have we learned from this indictment?
Well, the indictment is a really interesting document, 27 pages long. And as you say, it's the first, you know, major indictment that has been sought by John Durham after 2 years. The core of the allegation is a kind of a flimsy one. It's what they call a process crime. And namely, it's that this Clinton lawyer lied when he went to the FBI general counsel at the time, James Baker, and told him that he had this story about the Trump organization communicating with Russians at a Russian bank, the Alpha Bank, via a sort of secret node on a server, all of which was concocted as a lie. But the lie that he's being indicted for is that he allegedly told the FBI general counsel that he was volunteering this information to the FBI in a, you know, big written report as a citizen, not on behalf of any particular campaign or candidate. Now, you know, in real life, his law firm and he specifically worked for the Clinton campaign, the Democratic National Committee. He was partners with Mark Elias, the Democrat super lawyer who's out there suing every state that tries to improve election integrity. So you have to believe in this indictment that the FBI general counsel took on face value that this guy was doing this as a citizen. I think that's a real stretch. So I don't know whether this is going to end up resulting in a conviction or not. The law firm and the lawyer are denying this. And the star witness, James Baker, now works for Twitter. And he is not necessarily cooperating. He's saying he can't remember this exchange exactly. So this is all premised on some notes of another lawyer that James Baker allegedly spoke to.
I love, by the way, that he's working for Twitter now. You notice how this corruption keeps getting and breeding more corruption, right? Like the lawyer who you need your main witness, like, oh, I work for Twitter now. I'm making the big bucks. You know, we censor people for a living. I can't remember a whole lot about this. I'm real foggy, folks. I'm just foggy now. I got me a big job now, right? I did my duty. Did my job. Got rid of Trump. Now I'm at Twitter. Twitter got rid of Trump too. Isn't that ironic? I'm a big-time lawyer. I can't remember jack crap right now. Now, you connect all these dots. You notice now what we're seeing. They're going to stonewall anybody that gets indicted and just say, can't remember, can't remember, can't remember. I worked in the State Department, can't remember. I worked in the DOJ, can't remember. I worked in the FBI, can't remember. I'm James Comey, can't remember.
But what's in this indictment is super interesting, and it harkens back to what we know about the Steele dossier and about the pack of lies that the Clinton team told the world, told journalists, told, you know, law enforcement about the Steele dossier. They denied they were behind that and all of these allegations about Russia collusion. And in fact, they funded it with Fusion GPS. This law firm funded it. And in this case, they similarly have denied they had anything to do with this allegation about the Alpha Bank, when in fact, this indictment shows like every single time that they had a meeting about this with the FBI, with these tech executives and so forth, they billed for it. So the billing records are actually the paper trail. But you see some remarks in this indictment, and I...
By the way, let's just stop there to what she said, because this is huge information. So when these guys were presenting all this information to the media, having meetings with the FBI, having meetings with others, the entire time they were billing the Clinton team, the Clinton campaign, for those hours. So the idea that they were working as private citizens, no. The idea that they just like had this random stuff put in their lap, no. That didn't happen, folks. They were working on the clock and billing every single time there was a meeting. Time after time after time. We got more meetings with the FBI. Let's bill the Clinton campaign. We know that this is crap. Right, we know that this is a lie. We're the ones creating the lie. We're the ones doing the lie. We're the ones pushing the lie. The only collusion in the Russian collusion case was literally the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, the DNC, who paid for a fake story. You want to know who was trying to influence the election? It was Hillary Clinton. It was the DNC, and they knew they were lying about it. Every bit of it, they knew they were lying about it. Every single bit of it. And that's exactly what she's saying here in this interview.
Encourage your viewers to read it. that show that people involved in this conspiracy, and it was a multi-factor conspiracy involving tech executive who wanted to get a job with the Clinton White House, his companies, and others, that they were afraid that their bag of dirty tricks was going to come out. And so that's the part that's very interesting.
Not only that, did you notice what she just said? People were actually getting jobs by doing this dirty work for Hillary Clinton. It was like, hey, if we make sure Hillary Clinton gets into the White House and we put a conspiracy out there that helps her get there, then we're going to get a job at the White House. Then we can go back to the private sector and make a crap ton of money.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've clearly now seen exactly how this conspiracy to overthrow the will of the people played out in the personal interests of individuals involved. We now know that big tech executives were helping the Clinton campaign push out a narrative that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians so they could get jobs in the Clinton White House if Hillary Clinton became president. Then they knew that Donald Trump was a threat to big tech, so they decided to continue to go along with it to make sure they could get rid of Donald Trump, which is exactly why they kicked him off Twitter and they kicked him off everything out there, right, after he lost the election, because then they said, all right, he didn't have power. Now we'll silence him to make sure he didn't get power back. And we'll silence anyone else that we don't like. And the Democrats will protect us, and we know that, right? The Democrats will protect us, and that's exactly what they've done. We know that none of these big tech individuals have been held accountable. Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, talking about Hillary Clinton campaign implicated in this new Durham indictment. He asked a couple of basic questions, which I think we should all be asking right now, and they are this. And here are the questions he said each and every one of us should be asking.
Is Durham going to do more? I don't know. He should. He should question Hillary Clinton before a grand jury. He should question Joe Biden, dare I say it, before a grand jury. And, of course, the head of the grand conspiracy, Barack Obama.
Now, you hear what he said there about Barack Obama. He's right. Every one of the people he just mentioned are players in this conspiracy. And we now know that from the Durham investigation. We know it. What Tom Fitton said about this at Judicial Watch, and they've done amazing work, is this is a conspiracy that implicates the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, Barack Obama for spying on a candidate, the FBI director for allowing these FISA warrants, and others who went and got these FISA warrants, and Hillary Clinton. This is bigger than Watergate. I want you to hear a little bit more of what Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch, the president, had to say.
Truth behind the worst government corruption scandal in American history, in terms of political criminality, that is the targeting of candidate Trump and then President Trump and people around him. And John Durham, the special counsel, who became, he was essentially, just a regular prosecutor looking at this. And just before he left, Attorney General Barr made him a special counsel. He finally indicted someone else. And this someone else is a big deal. It's Michael Sussman, who is a lawyer, or had been a lawyer for the law firm of Perkins Coie, and that's the firm behind the dossier. And it's also the go-to firm for the Democratic Party. So Sussman was the lawyer for Hillary Clinton's campaign, the lawyer for the Democratic Party, namely the Democratic National Committee. And he had a special meeting shortly before the election in 2016 with the general counsel of the FBI, General Counsel Baker, who in which they discussed targeting Trump. And specifically, he alleged in this meeting and gave him documentation, according to the indictment that was just issued this week by the grand jury, or returned this week by the grand jury at the request of Durham, he was behind the idea that this was Russian bank had communications, improper communications or relationships, or there was some sort of internet communication that raised questions with the Trump organization. And you may recall the media ran with that. Alpha Bank, Russian bank, and the Trump people have been connected. Well, he was indicted. Sussman was not for lying about that specifically, but for lying about the reason he was there, because allegedly he told Baker he was there just as a citizen, just conveying information he thought the FBI should pursue. He withheld from Baker, according to the indictment, that he was there on behalf of Hillary Clinton, the Clinton campaign, Democratic National Committee, etc. So he lied about the reason and the purpose of the meeting. And when you lie to the FBI, it's a crime. That's why, you know, don't talk to the FBI unless you have a lawyer present and the lawyer advises you completely of what the your rights are even then. So he's meeting with this lawyer. First of all, the meeting should, let me be clear here. Let's take a step back. This meeting should never have taken place. You know, Sussman is a DOJ. He had used to work at the Department of Justice. So he knows everybody and he gets to get into meetings like this to shop garbage like this. And what the indictment, and I encourage you to review the indictment. It's available widely online and read it yourself. And what's interesting about it is that there's...
Let me just jump back in here. Tom Fitton, the reason why I'm playing this for you is because he's laying this out, the legal case. He just made a point that this meeting to shop this propaganda should have never even happened. And the only reason why it happens because he had the connections, and the people that he met with should have stopped the meeting from taking place because it was so far-fetched. It should have never happened. So the people in the meeting, there's no way to not make the argument. They decided to become part of the conspiracy. Okay? They decided that it's a good idea to become a part of this conspiracy. Hey, we want to overthrow the president of the United States of America. Okay, how you want to do it? I've got something I'm shopping to you, and I want you guys to use this to investigate Donald Trump. It's total crap. We made it up. Actually, I wrote it. Paid for it by the Clinton campaign and the DNC. That's just kind of how we roll now. We make up stuff. It's really good stuff we've made up. And I want you guys to investigate this. Now, anybody meeting with him would have known that this was crap from the very beginning. And in fact, we know the FBI knew it was crap in January, like official. They knew it was total crap in January 2017, the same month Donald Trump was sworn in. And yet they actively use this information not only to spy on the president and the president-elect and his campaign and to get those FISA warrants. Okay, number one, that. Number two, they also continue to use the bad information on purpose. Why did they decide to do it on purpose? Because why not? Right? Why would you not do this on purpose? It's too good to not use. You hate Trump. You hate people around him. You got people wanting jobs in the Clinton campaign or in the Biden administration. You know, we got to get rid of Trump. For me to get my big paydays to go work for big tech, like some of these guys are now working as legal counsel at Twitter. Wonder if it's because of all their government connections. Or, hey, I mean, think about your resume. I'm so good at my job, I actually was able to get a guy impeached on bad information that I wrote and created. Pretty nice resume builder there. If someone wants to hire a hack, a political hack, an assassin, political assassin, somebody with great and grand connections. Fitton's right. This meeting should have never happened, ever. But it did. It happened because he had the connections, and the people in the government he had the connections with were more than happy to help spread lies and propaganda, overthrow the will of the people.
You know, the one charge really about making a false, making the false statement. But there are two dozen pages describing an illicit conspiracy targeting Donald Trump. They all knew that there was no there when it came to the allegation that the Russian bank had a connection to the Trump organization through these internet connections that they were pretending were happening. They said it was a red herring. In fact, it turned out there was nothing. The FBI figured it out rather quickly. And they knew that going in. And in fact, there's email communications detailed in the indictment showing that they were discussing how to make the document they were going to give the general counsel of the FBI plausible on its face, so that at least initially someone could say, oh, there's something here, even though they all knew that in essence it was a hoax. And the indictment lays out how the Clinton campaign colluded on this, how Fusion GPS colluded on this. It looks like Hillary's other lawyer colluded on this. So the question is this going to be the last gasp of Durham or the beginning of something more by Durham? I don't know the answer to that. It would be seemingly unusual to me to have all that material about what looks to be other criminal activity that isn't charged here and just leave it there for no future action.
There should be future action.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me to talk about what future action should take place is a United States senator that's leading on this issue. Senator Blackburn, I appreciate you coming on today to talk about, obviously, this very important Durham report. Senator, I want to start with this. We have seen the media actually criticizing Joe Biden over the last few days on the economy, on the border crisis, on other issues, specifically at CNN, just to make sure, I think, that they don't get indicted for what they did as part of this grand conspiracy to, I say, overthrow the will of the people in the election. We now know from the Durham report or the Durham investigation that the FBI knew in January of 2017, the same month Donald Trump was sworn in, that this entire Russian collusion investigation was total crap, paid for and written by the DNC and the Clinton campaign, and yet they still went and investigated it. And they still set perjury traps for people like General Flynn. And they still sent FBI agents out there to try to arrest people and to indict people around Donald Trump, knowing the entire basis was a lie created by the Clinton campaign. How are they getting away with this still to this day?
And this is one of the reasons, backing up a little bit, that I... after talking with President Trump this summer, and we weren't getting an update on the Durham investigation, back in at the 1st of August, I led a letter and got 44 Republican senators on this letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, asking for a status check on the Durham investigation and asking that the results of the investigation be made public. Well, Attorney General Garland has not responded to that letter with a written response, but what we did do was be able to say, hey, look, there's 44 of us, and we are watching, and we want to get an update on what is happening with the Durham investigation. That sent a message, and of course, since then, you have had Durham go to the grand jury and get this indictment, and now we're beginning to see what happened. But, Ben, we weren't going to let this go. And for the president, I was not going to let this go. He deserves an answer. The American people deserve an answer. And I wanted to be certain that we get to the bottom of this and that you didn't let this special counsel's time and funding expire and not begin to expose it. But you're exactly right. They have not covered this. Now, back in the summer, they did not cover that 44 senators had sent this letter and were requesting this update on behalf of President Donald Trump.
And you look at Senator, you look at this. This is, and I don't even think this is an opinion anymore. I think it's just a fact. This is way beyond the level of what we saw with conspiracy with Watergate, for example. I believe truly that today, in the front page of every newspaper in America, there should be four or five stories. Number one, what did Hillary Clinton know? When did she know it? Why did she not inform the FBI that they were trying to overthrow the will of the people? Why is it that the FBI director, James Comey, allowed for his FBI to weaponize something based on lies that they knew were lies? Why was it that they were trying to put people in jail over this? Not only that, the media knew. Right. CNN actually hired the people from the FBI, from the DOJ, from the CIA that knew that this was all a lie to then commentate on the lie that was about overthrowing the outcome of an election. The number of stories that should be written, and none of them are being written. Is anyone going to be held accountable for any of this?
Certainly, we intend for people to be held accountable for this. This is why we're continuing to go after Attorney General Merrick Garland to be certain that we get this information out in the public so that people know. You know, if we hadn't been pushing this, Ben, they may never have had the information go to the grand jury. But what you have is the FBI and people at the FBI that were complicit in this. Now, they're supposed to be the best law enforcement agency on the face of the earth. And look at what they did here. Look at the number of missteps that are coming forward that the FBI took, not only in Russia collusion, but you've got other things that we're covering where they have not done their job. Last week, we had the Larry Nassar trial. We had the female gymnast in front of us. And the FBI and the way they fumbled that. And today, the Wall Street Journal has an editorial in about this. The federal government is to be impartial, and it is to be equal treatment, equal justice. But these bureaucracies here in Washington, D.C., have become so bloated and so incestuous that now they're partisan. Look at what they did in this election. Look at how they conducted themselves. Look at how they fought against President Donald Trump. This is why I fight every single day for transparency, for equal treatment, for the government to do their job to protect the people, not to pick winners and losers, not to be partisan, but to fulfill their constitutional duty.
Let's talk about the FISA court warrants for just a second, because my next question is, are there any protections now or stopgaps to make sure that you can't spy on anyone's campaign? It could be your campaign for Senate. It could be a governor's campaign. It could be a state campaign. It could be the presidential campaign again. The fact that we had FISA court warrants that were approved under the Obama administration on information that they had confirmed was a lie, fabricated, created, and written by the Clinton campaign, and yet they still were able to do this. Is there any protection now to say, or any stopgaps now to say, okay, you're never going to be able to do this again, or can they go and do this all over again if they want to?
We certainly hope that there are stopgaps that are in place. Having to present that evidence to the FISA court is something that, you know, certainly is important to do. And tightening up that process, which is something that was done last Congress, that is in place. But there again, you know, Ben, when you've got people that are so partisan and they are corrupt. And you look at some of these players, James Comey at the top, that felt like they were above the law and there was a separate system of rules that applied to them, and therefore they could move forward and do what they were going to do. It is character flaws and rotten character to the core.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are three stories we have to deal with. We've got some new breaking news on the Clintons and the Durham investigation, which is showing that those around Hillary Clinton are starting to be squeezed. I'm going to give you those details in a moment. But we also have a new shocking report out on the Wuhan lab actually sought funding to, one, create and, two, release, their words, not mine, enhanced coronaviruses into bats. This has direct connections to gain-of-function research and to Dr. Fauci, to the NIH, and the Pentagon, where funding was requested. Now, the Defense Department actually said no to this funding because they said it was too dangerous. Apparently, it went forward anyway without their funding. And all of this is being tied together with a new shocking release of documents. That I'm going to have for you. Plus, there's another third story. Two Afghan evacuees have now been charged after allegedly committing heinous crimes at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. How did they even get on airplanes? How did they get on the tarmac? My theory, the Taliban knew who to let through. And when they were stopping Americans from going through, they had no problem letting their friends get on airplanes. How did these two even get to this country? Well, we have more info on that. I'm going to tell you in a moment. Now, do me a favor. Make sure right now you share this podcast with your family and friends, because all three of these stories I'm going to tell you about today are not being reported by the media or being underreported by the media, including the new details we have on the Durham report. So help us get the word out by sharing this on social media. You'll see a little of a button, an arrow button. You can share it. All right. Now, let me get into this major story, the new breaking news on the Durham investigation. Mark Elias, he's one of the guys involved in the Clinton campaign, is now leaving Perkins Coie. What does that mean when you leave your job? Well, it's significant, and it means that they understand that something is up in a big way with the Durham investigation. Mark Elias' recent departure from the Perkins Coie law firm is directly related, we're now being told, to the investigation by the special counsel John Durham into the origins of the Federal Bureau of Investigation surveillance of former President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign specifically. Amanda Miles, director of the Plot Against the President, said on Monday, quote, Durham's investigation not only has led to a grand jury indictment of Michael Sussman, who's another lawyer who also recently resigned from Perkins Coie for making a false statement to the FBI. Sussman is the first to be alleged to have lied about his representation of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign when he requested a meeting with the FBI's general counsel to accuse the Trump Organization of, quote, covert communications with a Russian bank. Now, he knew it was a lie, and he knew he was actually representing Hillary Clinton and her campaign when he lied to the FBI. In fact, he even billed the damn hours for his meetings with the FBI, which is insane when you're telling the FBI, I'm not involved. Democratic election lawyer Mark Elias, a key figure in the Russian collusion hoax, has now, we've been told, parted ways with that same law firm ahead of an anticipated release of Special Counsel John Durham's report into the origins of the Russian inquiry. Now, I want you to hear what Amanda had to say on a podcast yesterday. Now, I want you to hear part of what she had to say, Amanda Miles, in a radio show when she was talking about how Durham is finally coming out with some stuff. And anybody that's confused or wants some clarity on why the first indictment is so huge about what's going on now with this law firm, Perkins Coie, the law firm that represents the Democratic National Committee. Now, Amanda Miles actually has a documentary out. It is a documentary entitled The Plot Against the President. It literally outlines the entire plot against the president. And she had a lot to say on Sirius XM radio on this show, not just about putting all these and connecting all these dots, but what's coming out with these Durham indictments. I want you to hear what she had to say. Take a listen.
Durham indictment came down, and it, of course, it's implicates Clinton world with the Russia hoax, which you knew and most of our audience knew, but again, so little official out on it. What are your thoughts, and what do people need to know on this?
Well, I mean, Perkins Coie, as far as non-government institutions, it's a law firm, but it's probably the most powerful group of people in the country. Mark Elias left a couple weeks ago, which is very weird and signifies that they know something's up. And I think that to me signals that there's so much weight to this. You know, I don't want to get my hopes up entirely because everybody's like, oh, well, we've been waiting for repercussions for Russiagate for so long and nothing will ever happen. I agree, but If guys like, you know, all I'm going to say is that, like, you know, Congressman Nunes, who is like the guru of this whole thing, I mean, he really understands this better than anybody. If he thinks that he likes what he sees from this, and that's kind of what I'm getting, that gives me a lot of hope. That's a very positive sign, because there's nobody that knows about this stuff more than he does. And it's the fact that nothing is leaked and over the course of how long this has taken shows that there's the bad guys aren't involved. So at least we know that. I think that's a sign that that we can trust some of what's coming out of this. Now, whether they'll have any power or this will have any impact, these indictments, we'll see what happens.
Now, this is a woman that spent so much time diving into the Russian hoax origins that she actually did a movie that I would encourage you to check out. You can Google it, find it. I think it's on Netflix and other places like that. Again, The Plot Against the President. It literally outlines the entire thing. And what she said about Representative Devin Nunes is spot on. She said, look, I had some conversations with him. This is where it gets very interesting, right? This is the guy that understands how bad this all was. And the fact that this extremely powerful law firm is now getting their attorneys, their extremely powerful attorneys, to walk the plank, cutting bait because of what's going on with the FBI, tells you the law firm understands just how bad this is. They don't want to be associated with these guys anymore, right? They don't want to be associated with these scumbags anymore. And they know they don't want to be connected to them in real time, right? They can, they're okay with it. Former attorney for Perkins Blank, right? That's better than current employee, current attorney. Because what these attorneys did and what the FBI is accusing them of doing, or let me rephrase that, what the Durham special prosecutor is charging at least one attorney so far with, is that you willingly and knowingly lied to the FBI. You knew what you were telling us was a lie. You knew that you fabricated the lie. You knew that you were working on behalf of a candidate. You knew you were trying to ruin people's lives, and you did it anyway. And you lied about it, right? You lied about it. And this law firm obviously knows more than any of us know, because they were the ones that were hired by the Democratic National Committee and by the Hillary Clinton campaign to actually come up and do all of this. I don't think Durham's done. I think in many ways, when we get the Durham report, what we are going to see is exactly what I told you was happening here, right? It's exactly what I said to you was going to happen. Number one, it's going to show that Hillary Clinton was totally involved in this. Two, her campaign paid for it. Three, while the president of the United States of America was being impeached, they knew he shouldn't have been impeached. It's going to show they deliberately tried to overthrow the government. It's going to show probably leaks to top members of the media who also knew that what they're reporting on was total crap. And the fact that there have been no leaks out of the Durham team also tells you exactly what I think she said here. It means that the bad guys aren't involved. Because if the bad guys were involved, they would be leaking stuff left and right, and they're not. And the reason why they're not leaking stuff left and right is because they're not in the room. I think what Durham has basically been able to do is to insulate himself from the deep state and do his job quietly. And his team members he picked clearly were spot on. Right? They were the best ones to get your hands on. Like they did it perfectly. Okay? They nailed it, folks. They absolutely nailed it. They hit this thing spot on. And I think what you're going to see is a lot more come out of this.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Part five of our deep dive into the Durham investigation is happening right now. And let me just remind you, if you were listening to this, part one, two, three, and four are on our podcast. You can go back and listen to those. If you are one of the amazing listeners that's been sharing this podcast on social media, keep it up. We are exposing the Durham investigation, Hillary Clinton, her campaign, the DOJ, the FBI. And this week, we were one of the top 10 podcasts in America because of you sharing this podcast. So keep it up as we keep exposing this incredible breaking news with the Durham investigation. Now, let's get into the latest news that we have on this. Former Congressman Gabbard, who is currently a U.S. Army National Guard member, has just come back from a deployment to Africa. And she had a lot to say about President Biden and exactly what has happened under Barack Obama, as well as the media and how they are attacking people using this same type of smear campaign they used against Donald Trump. In fact, she is now calling it a conspiracy. This recent indictment of the Clinton-linked District of Columbia attorney Michael Sussman by the special counsel John Durham is another example of how the elite, she says, like Hillary Clinton, seek to destroy any political outsider that they believe endangers their power. Now, you may remember that when Gabbard ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, she was accused of being a Russian asset by the Hillary Clinton campaign. She started moving up in the polls, and she had some good early debates, and they needed to destroy her because they thought she could be a threat. And so what did they do? They started attacking her just like they attacked Donald Trump with misinformation campaigns and lies. In fact, they accused this woman, a U.S. Army active duty, right? She's now in the National Guard. She has just come back from a deployment to Africa, and they decided she was such a threat to them that they would accuse her, a woman that is willing to die for her country, serving her country as a major in the Army, as saying that she is a Russian asset. Now, a lot of you may have forgotten this because, again, this was back when she was running for president, and this was part of the way that they attacked her. They were, you know, trying to end her because they hated her. And so what happened is the Biden team, Obama, the Clintons, they all said, all right, we got to get rid of this woman, right? We got to get rid of her as fast as we can. We can't have her get in the way of who we want to be at the White House. So how do we get rid of her? We'll just say she's a Russian asset. That'll end her career. Hey, Diaz, did I say in 2016 by accident? Now, one of the reasons why they wanted to slander her to the point where she could never recover is because they were terrified that she was going to run as a third-party candidate, that she was going to somehow defect from the Democratic Party, right, and say, all right, you guys have come after me, and I'm going to go third party. And they were afraid that she was going to be a third-party candidate, that she would pull votes from other Democrats. So the Democratic Party basically rallied the troops, and they did everything they could to bury her politically. They didn't care that she served her country. They didn't care that she was in the Army. They didn't care that she is someone that has gone tours of duty to protect and defend this country. That didn't matter to them, the same way it didn't matter when they set up a perjury trap on purpose, knowing it was all based in lies with General Flynn. They don't care if you've served your country. They don't care if you wear a uniform. There is no one that is off limits. There is no family member that's off limit. There's no individual, Republican or Democrat. If you get in the way of the power structure of the Democratic Party, what they've learned is, whether it's 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, we'll just declare that you're a Russian asset. And that should be all we need to hear from you. We'll end you that way. Hell, we'll even get you impeached. Donald Trump, we will get you impeached. We will get you impeached. Donald Trump was impeached. Okay? Let's be very, very, very clear. Donald Trump was impeached over a lie that was paid for and a script that was written by the Hillary Clinton campaign, DNC. They paid for the script. And then they paid lawyers to go sell the script and paid them by the hour when they were meeting with the feds, telling them about their script, which they wrote, all based in lies, none of it true, and they all knew it was true the entire time, just to overthrow the will of the people. And you look at Major Tulsi Gabbard. She was about to get in her way, too. All right, we'll ruin her life. We'll call her a Russian asset. Well, she wears an American uniform. Even better, it'll sound, you know, super homelandish, right? Like the TV show. This will be great. We don't care if we ruin her entire life. We don't care if she served her country. We don't care. We will ruin her. Take a listen to what former presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard had to say on Special Report discussing the White House's approach to destroying any political enemy of them. And she was one of them.
Well, I want to ask you about this. You know, we're just getting the tip of the iceberg about this John Durham investigation, and there's been an indictment of a Hillary Clinton attorney, Mr. Sussman, about basically infusing this Russia narrative with the help of various media outlets and others. And it may go other places. We don't know. We're following it. But you have a unique perspective in that Hillary Clinton once called you a Russian asset. Just to remind people, take a listen.
They're also going to do third party again. And I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate.
I want you to think about what Hillary Clinton just said. That was an interview that she did in 2019. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. This is total horse, you know what? I want to back it up again. I want you to think about how sick you have to be to slander a Democrat that you're afraid of and your power grab. October the 17th, 2019, Hillary Clinton's like, hey, it worked the first time against Trump. Why not use it again, right? We might as well use it again. Worked so well how we got Donald Trump impeached over this accusation. So let's just say it again. We'll say, yeah, anybody we don't like is in fact a Russian asset. This Democrat, yeah, we know who she is. She's a Russian asset. She wears a uniform. Doesn't matter if she's a Russian asset. How do you know this? Well, I made it up the first time we got Trump impeached. Why not make it up again? Ruin someone else's life.
They're also going to do third party again. And I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate.
They went on to confirm that that was you that she was referring to. Your thoughts as we're starting to get this Durham investigation and what that means?
Confirms what I've known to be true, which is that you have the power elite, people like Hillary Clinton, those around her, working with the media, the deep state, in order to bring down the destruction and downfall of anyone that they deem to be a threat to their power. Outsiders, people like me, people like Donald Trump, doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, if they identify, hey, this is someone who's not going to toe the line, this is someone who's not going to follow kind of the establishment way of things that are accepted, they pose a threat, and we will do, they will do all they can to silence or censor or cancel what they view to be a threat. And so this is bigger than about me or Trump or anyone else. This is actually a threat to our country and our democracy, and the arrogance that these people have in thinking they have the right to manipulate the American people, what they view, what they hear, what they see, all to preserve their own selfish interests, not caring at all about the impact on the country, the impact of the American people or who gets hurt along the way.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think the big thing that takeaway from this interview that former Representative Tulsi Gabbard did is the fact that she's like, look, they'll screw anybody. They'll ruin anybody's life they can get their hands on. They don't care who you are. They don't care if you're Republican. They don't care if you're a Democrat. If you are a threat to their power, then what they will do is they will come after you and go after you with everything they have. I mean, you listen to this Clinton audio again. I personally believe that this is slander and libel. I believe that she should be charged with crimes for this. I mean, when you do this and act this way, as Hillary Clinton did, referring to a woman that's running for president in 2020, trying to connect them to Russia as a Russian agent when they wear a uniform. Who the hell do you think you are to be able to pull that off? But the way that it rolls off her tongue, this is just normal Clinton crime family, mafia-style politics.
We're also going to do third party again. And I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate.
She's a Russian asset. She's the favorite of the Russian. There is zero information to back that up. Right. That's just that you're literally pushing a conspiracy theory. Okay, with that, there is zero information that would support the claim that Hillary Clinton just made there. But look at how fast and how easy she was willing to lie to destroy a woman's career, right? To turn her into a traitor. Because if you're a Russian asset, that means that you work for the Russian government. That you're a traitor to the country which you took an oath to protect and defend while you're in not only Congress, but also in the Army. This is a woman that's put her life on the line for the United States of America. And you can see how easily the Clinton crime machine will just try to destroy your life. You know, she's clearly the favorite of the Russian government. I mean, she's a Russian asset. She just went from candidate that the Russians like, and they may not even know who the hell she was at the time. Doesn't matter. Because people were talking about her as a possible third-party candidate. Now, you also have to remember, why were people talking about Representative Giffords as an individual that they thought could run for president as a third party? The reason why is because they were so disgusting to Congresswoman Gabbard. They were so disgusting to her on stage, the Democrats, that there were many people that were believing that she was probably going to run as a third-party spoiler, right? The media got that up, right? There was a fanfare around her because when she was on stage at the Democratic debates, the Democrat socialists and communists were treating her like she was a Donald Trump, because early on, there was a lot of people that were listening to what she had to say. It was polling well, and they had to dismiss her. So grab Hillary Clinton, because if Hillary Clinton says it, obviously it has legs, right? If Hillary Clinton says this, and she comes out and she slanders you this way, then it must be true. Now, there's nothing to back this up. There's nothing that she said here that was based in fact. There's nothing coming out of Russia that says that any of this is true. But we'll just declare that a woman that we don't like, who's running for president, who might be a third-party candidate, we'll make sure life ruined. Ruined. We'll just ruin it right now. You might run as a third-party candidate. Okay, we have to dismiss you. Now, we can't off you, but we can off your career. Can't get rid of you in that way, but we can try to get rid of you politically. And so we will just start a rumor. Did you hear about Tulsi Gabbard? Yeah, you know, she's a Russian's favorite. Actually, she's a Russian asset. Did anybody investigate her, by the way, in the military for being a Russian asset? No, of course not. Why? Because this was made up on the fly by Hillary Clinton. This is the blank that they will do to ruin your life. The same thing that they did to Donald Trump, the same thing they did to anybody around Trump, the same thing that when they set that perjury trap with General Flynn. I go back to the core thing that I said, and I hope every one of you will go back to podcast 1, 2, and 3 on this Durham investigation, these indictments. The original thing that I said to you that still stands true, and this part, 4 days later, is that they knew from the very beginning, and Hillary Clinton knew while she was watching it, that Donald Trump was actually being impeached, and so did Nancy Pelosi and everybody else. They knew that they were impeaching someone based on a story that they actually wrote, on a story that they wrote and created. A story that they actually paid a writer to write. They used money, campaign donations, to write a story that they knew was a lie, and then they sold it to the media. And the media then sold it to the American people. And when they watched the President of the United States of America being impeached, they knew that that story that they wrote, that they authored, that they paid for, was a lie. And they let it happen. Not only did they let it happen, they happily let it happen. They were laughing. They were kicking back and going, look at how powerful we are. Look at what a crime family of scumbags we have become. We can overthrow a president if we want to. We can lock people up if we want to. We are the deep state. We are the FBI. We are the CIA. We are the State Department. We've got the Hillary Clinton crime machine at our disposal. Call Hillary. We need to get rid of a new person. Who we need to get rid of? There's this Democratic woman who's speaking her mind, and it's connecting with people. What's her name? Tulsi Gabbard. Okay, wait. She's in the military? No way. Oh, this is not good. She's a congresswoman, and she's a major in the Army. Oh well, we got to get rid of her. Call the Clintons. Let's get her political career destroyed. We can fix this. Hey, get her on a podcast, right? Get Hillary on a get her on a podcast with former Obama advisor David Plowfer, whatever the hell his last name is. Yeah, we'll get her on there, and then say, just make it up as you go. Hey, she's the Russian's favorite. Well, actually, she's an asset. She's actually their favorite. No. She's not just their favorite. She's their asset. She's in the military still at this point in time, by the way. There should have been a huge investigation, right?
Do third party again. And I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate.
I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently the Democratic in the Democratic primary and are grooming her. The Russians are grooming her to become a third party candidate. I'm Hillary Clinton, sitting down with a guy that knows how to ruin people's lives, too. Former Obama advisor. We're on a podcast. Yeah, they're going to do a third party thing again. And I'm not making any predictions, but let me ruin this poor girl's career. I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary, and they're grooming her to be a third party candidate. The Russians are.
She's a favorite of the Russians.
She's a favorite of the Russians. You think David, right, with campaign guy doing this podcast, you think he would be like, well, hold on a second. What do you have to back that up? No, he's in on it, too. He's part of the Democratic machine. We got to off this person today politically. Let's do it. Come on over, Hillary. Let's get on my podcast. And we'll tell the world that this woman who wears a uniform, a major in the Army, a woman who has served her country in Congress and on the battlefield, will tell everybody she's a Russian asset, the Russians' favorite. We'll tell everybody she's a traitor to her country. It worked on Trump. Why wouldn't it work on her?
Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate.
There it is. If she runs a third party candidate, we'll tell everybody that she's a Russian asset.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, I love the response from this patriot. This is when I wish politics wasn't so nasty. You know, you look at this congresswoman, former congresswoman who's still serving her country, the way that she responded to Hillary Clinton is spot on. The only difference is I would have said, I'm suing.
The date.
They went on to confirm that was you that she was referring to. Your thoughts as we're starting to get this Durham investigation and what that means?
Confirms what I've known to be true, which is that you have the power elite, people like Hillary Clinton, those around her, working with the media, the deep state, in order to bring down the destruction and downfall of anyone that they deem to be a threat to their power. Outsiders, people like me, people like Donald Trump, doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, if they identify, hey, this is someone who's not going to toe the line, this is someone who's not going to follow kind of the establishment way of things that are accepted, they pose a threat, and we will do, they will do all they can to silence or censor or cancel what they view to be a threat. And so this is bigger than about me or Trump or anyone else. This is actually a threat to our country and our democracy. And the arrogance that these people have in thinking they have the right to manipulate the American people, what they view, what they hear, what they see, all to preserve their own selfish interests, not caring at all about the impact on the country, the impact of the American people or who gets hurt along the way.
It's always interesting to hear your point of view. Welcome back anytime. Thank you.
You know, this woman has literally served her country on the battlefield. She has served her country in Congress. And this is what the Democratic Party did to one of their own. Remember, she was a Democrat, not a Republican. She was a Democrat that actually started to question the power structure of the Democratic Party. And they said, we will turn you into a traitor. And we will have Hillary Clinton say this about you. Imagine if you're her, you serve your country, you're in the military, and all of a sudden your phone rings like, Hillary Clinton just said you're a traitor. Hillary Clinton just said that you're a spy. Hillary Clinton just said you're an asset for the Russian government. Hillary Clinton just said you're the Russia's favorite for the election to try to destroy you. There better be some serious accountability for all of this. You know what Durham is doing right now, connecting these dots and slowly and methodically going through this and indicting people. I don't want anyone to be indicted that shouldn't be indicted. I don't want revenge. I want justice. There is a difference. You know what the Democratic Party did to this Democrat hero, in my opinion, who serves her country, serves Congress. They try to turn her into some sort of spy or asset for the Russian government to ruin her life, all because she questioned them a little bit. You know, that's revenge, okay? That's just pure evil. I've said this from day one. I never want revenge. I don't want to put people in jail because I don't like them politically. That is when you lose freedom in this country. I don't want revenge. I want justice. And what we are seeing with this Durham report at this point is very clear. There was a conspiracy at the highest levels. There was a conspiracy to overthrow the will of the people, number one. There was a conspiracy to destroy people's lives. There was a conspiracy to use the deep state to put it all together. There was a conspiracy with the media. They conspired to do this as well. You can't do what they did to Donald Trump, where they actually got him impeached, without a hell of a lot of help from a lot of powerful people. Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, Washington Times, New York Times. The list goes on and on. Members of Congress have voted to impeach the president. Go look at the list of all the people that voted to impeach Donald Trump. Either they were willfully stupid or they were in on it too. Because a lot of people that voted to impeach Donald Trump on Russia collusion did it because they didn't like the fact that Donald Trump was rewriting the rules in D.C. They didn't like that he put the people first and he didn't put the party first. They didn't like the fact that he was uncontrollable by the swamp. I hope every one of you will share this podcast, okay? Hit that little forward arrow, share it on social media. Share it with your family and friends. If you missed part one, two, or three of our deep dive into the Durham investigation, make sure you get it. Also, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. It's free. Hit that subscribe button so it'll come up on your phone every day, and you can listen every day. Now, next week, we are going to do a deep dive into the border crisis. We're going to do a deep dive into the Haitians that were dropped off into America. We're going to do a deep dive into COVID-19 with these illegal immigrants. And we're going to do a deep dive into the Biden administration lying to the American people about claiming that there is a secure border. All of this is happening on purpose. We're going to do a 5-part series on the border, the open border that's being done deliberately by the Biden administration. So don't miss that next week on our podcast. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.